Lincoln Performing Arts Centre is one of those magical parts of the campus which, as we've said frequently, just gets better and better. Isn't that right, Ed Wellman?
It is, and we've seen some great performances there, some very funny performances, and met some very interesting people there.
And there's an even more wonderful and interesting person who's actually sharing some airtime with us at present, just ahead of Sisters Under the Skin, which is going to be the production the Lincoln event, etc. Senior lecturer from the Lincoln Performing Arts course and part of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre course, Lisa Gorn. How are you, Lisa?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Alex.
So, this particular event, it's, I mean, your own interests, comedy and drama. This is very much the comedy side of things. It's got a really worthwhile cause. Share with us what's it all about.
Well, I guess how it came about was I have recently been off work because I had to have an operation. And whilst I was recovering, somebody contacted me and said, would I be interested in doing a show? And at the time I said no, because I'm not well enough. And they said, would you like to do it if it was later on in the year? And I said, yes, OK, then. And now it's later on in the year. So they sent me the script. And I haven't been on stage for quite some time. I'm more used to shoving students around a studio going, do that. So I thought it was time I got back on the stage. And as you say, it's for a worthwhile cause as well. So that was the primary reason why I said yes.
Your professional background obviously encompassed an awful lot of theatre and education, which in many ways folks still have the scars about, I think, to this day, depending on the sort of... I'm talking about the sort of the schools you might have been going to in all sorts of ways, this sort of theatre and higher education and so on. But from the performance perspective, is this something where actually you just have to polish up the technique a wee bit and say, yeah, let's go with it?
I mean... I think my modus operandi at the moment is abject terror, and everyone's very excited about it. But yeah, it's slightly surreal, I have to say, because I haven't been on stage for myself, you know, performing, and the fact that I'm on my own as well, because there's just me playing all of the roles. In some ways, that can be good, because if you go wrong, then who's going to know? And in some ways, it's also terrifying because you've got no one to rely on.
You've just raised that point, just as obviously the sound effects come through the studio. Clearly we're in a living, live, working environment on this particular basis here. It sounds like there's some sort of indigestion problem there with some drill. One person show, challenging in every sense of the word. From that particular line, just talk to us. What can the listener expect to see when they say Sisters Under the Skin? There's just one person there.
They can expect to see one performer, but one performer playing the different roles. So the play itself is about a woman living alone in a flat, sort of Bridget Jones stroke Miranda existence, when her sister turns up unexpectedly, having left her husband, and we take it from there. So...
Ed, I sense this is going to be one of those little magical moments which will benefit from your attendance as well, but carry on. Questions from yourself.
So, logistically then, rehearsing it, if it's just you, that must be easier than getting together a group of people, but you're not going to get feedback in your rehearsals unless you give yourself the feedback as well.
Well, no, I do have a director.
Uh-huh.
The very lovely Janet Marshall, who got me into this in the first place, she's been directing me. This is kind of her baby, really. She was the person who sent me the script, prompted by a friend of mine, actually, Joe Hollingworth, who said, oh, I know somebody who might be able to do it. So Janet's been there directing me. I also have a student involved as well, a student from our level three who is stage managing for me, who's enjoying very much watching me make mistakes, go wrong. She actually said to me the other day, sometimes the words you say are not the same as on the script.
Oh, that's harsh. I hope you're not marking a dissertation.
I said to her, she said, if we did that, you'd tell us off. I said, well, that's different.
We've got to work through this. How long have you actually been working on this particular piece then? For
a couple of months now. Oh, right. So. Obviously, it's been tricky because I've been recovering. I've also have a job.
Well,
I have a full-time job.
You are senior lecturer.
Yes, I'm a senior lecturer and I've prepped to do. So lots of juggling of things.
It's like doing a weekly radio show.
Yes, I'm sure.
Don't know where we're going on that basis. And we'll talk through that. It's the 3rd of October when the curtain goes up as far as this is actually concerned.
Yes.
Got to ask, any question of a tour? Any likelihood of a tour? I mean, are we thinking
Let's just see how Thursday goes, first of all, I think. People have been mentioning it. I feel like, because I haven't been on stage for some time, it could all go horribly wrong. I might be some
Lisa, we'll get the entire humanities department giving you cheerleading.
Oh, thank you very much.
Go, Lisa, go. Ed, anything else?
Your students, presumably, how does it feel when you've been teaching to then have your students kind of critiquing you?
Because you've always been in this role as well, haven't you, Ed, in many ways, as a performer, as an organist, as a music teacher?
It's an odd role reversal, isn't it?
It is.
When, you know, perhaps the best thing you can do for them is to perform yourself. Is that not a very successful way of teaching in itself?
I do think that, actually. And in fact, we've discussed it as colleagues in the department, that it's good for them to see us performing. Mm. If we are performers, if we are those kinds of lecturers who do perform, it's good for them to see us performing. I think it is. Although it is slightly terrifying as well, that they're kind of hyped up about it, which is slightly worrying. I'm sure they'll give me some critique.
Just, you're demonstrating different people within the play. We're going to call it a play.
It is a play.
That is very, very difficult.
Yes.
I mean, because you have to completely change your voice.
And
your,
my accent.
Your body language and all of these things to represent the different people.
Yeah. It's tiring, I have to say. The show lasts about 50 minutes. But I get sort of 3/4 of the way through and I realise that I'm actually really quite tired. And sustaining concentration for that long when you're on your own is actually quite difficult. The sisters have come from an Irish background, but the sister who arrives is actually more Irish than her sister. So I have to slip in and out between an English and an Irish accent.
You do break into your old blarney, do you?
I do, yes.
Oh, here we are.
I had a bit of help from a husband.
You will.
Yeah.
And is it talking? Is it singing? Are you doing dancing?
It's talking. I'm dancing.
Right.
I'm singing. I'm wandering around the stage. I'm eating chocolates.
It's like a one-woman reduced Shakespeare company in one, really, in many ways.
Very nice. A normal life in the day of Lisa, then.
A normal life in my pyjamas as well. So there you go.
And that is one of the reasons, Lisa, why I feel that Nicola Gilroy should appreciate the greatness she's in the present of. When she actually sort of has done her, in fact, whenever you're listening to this, she might have actually visited campus and so on. It's part of the Comedy Festival, of course, the Lincoln Comedy Festival, as part of that's concerned. So if people are expecting a smile as well, they'll get that. It's not a serious piece. I mean, it's a serious piece, but it obviously is.
No, I'm hoping people will laugh, given that it's part of the Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
It has its moments. It has its moments of pathos, but, you know, it has some funny moments. I should name check the writer, shouldn't I? Yes, it was written by a lady called Carol Younghusband, who's done some writing for TV, but she's unfortunately unable to be here because she's not very well herself. So it's been written by somebody else.
Which is fantastic stuff. And it's called Sisters Under the Skin, performing as a part of the Lincoln Comedy Festival on Thursday, October the 3rd. Tickets available?
Yes, buy some.
Yeah. Critical stuff there. Otherwise, the engineering man with the drill will come and get you. Lisa, fantastic connecting with your good self today. Hopefully, we'll see you again very soon.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me on.